Coast Radio News for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. I'm George Henry. Many of the traditional holiday events have either gone away or have attempted some kind of virtual presentation. One of the staples in Florence has been the annual Thanksgiving Day meal put on by the Florence Kiwanis Club. Traditionally, Kiwanians and community volunteers prepare a full Thanksgiving meal and serve it at the local Elks Lodge. But due to COVID-19 restrictions and the added encumbrance of a statewide freeze, the Kiwanis Thanksgiving meal is now being offered as a drive-through take-home event. That plan has been in action for some time, but some were concerned that the additional restrictions put in place last week would shuttle the event. Shannon Sheets is one of the organizers of the event for the Florence Kiwanis Club and says they are truly thankful that this is not the case.
With changes due to COVID, extra restrictions and guidelines, the show gets to still go on, even if a bit altered, but yet we get to serve our community for Thanksgiving.
The Florence Kiwanis is planning for 500 meals to be given away this Thanksgiving. Meals will be ready to go beginning at 11:30 at the Elks Lodge and will be handed out until 1:30 or until all the meals are gone. This is a free community event and all are welcome. So you saw public schools are hoping to get back in school in December, at least for some students, but that will depend on numbers in Lane County associated with COVID-19. One of the major issues with students in distance learning has been the availability of internet access, which has left many students without access to the school's online courses. School Superintendent Annie Grzkowiak says time is part of the problem.
I think our local companies here and even the affiliates of the national companies have been really good at trying to get people hooked up, but it takes time, and that's the problem, and kids don't have time when school's running.
COVID-19 cases continue to affect Lane County and Florence as well. Numbers will have to subside in order for students to return to the classroom in December, which has not been the trend recently. The state of Oregon has experienced record numbers of the coronavirus over the weekend. The three-day total, including Friday's numbers, is 4,332. Saturday and Sunday reports were record high numbers, with 1,509 on Saturday and 1,517 on Sunday. During the same period, there have been 242 additional cases for Lane County, including two more associated with the Florence area. Reminder that cases that are computed in Florence may not be included in Florence numbers as the counts are based on an individual's home address, meaning the effect of COVID-19 could be greater in the area. The state is mandating limited activities until December 3rd to try to stem the current rise in numbers, but with the state showing daily record totals, that date could move again. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, November 23rd, 2020.